American Ag Network. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. Severe weather in the Farm Belt hampering Archer Daniels Midland's first quarter results as the company reported weaker profits due to flooding and cold temperatures in the region. ADM on Friday said it may spin off its ethanol operations to shareholders as it considers options for the business. The Chicago agribusiness saying it's creating a new ethanol unit that will report as an independent segment. It will include its dry mills in Columbus, Nebraska, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Peoria, Illinois. As one saying goes, hope springs eternal after a long winter, and some dairy experts are feeling optimistic that the dairy industry may be showing signs of recovery. Ben Lane with Rabo AgriFinance is holding out hope for some positive developments in the dairy market.
There are some bright spots. It unfortunately also seems like there's also a lot of downside risks. I think right now demand is good. The global dairy industry is starting to, the production is starting to pull back, so that's having some positive impacts on global prices. The question is, though, how much is the U.S. going to be able to participate in that? So we've got a lot of trade disruptions going on, tariffs and things like that. The sooner we can get through that and start participating in some of this global market strength, that's going to be better.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
Throughout soybean farming regions, growers are going all in on Ingenia herbicide from BASF. They know it's the most flexible and advanced solution of its kind for tough weed control, especially resistant weeds. Now BASF is going all in on Ingenia growers. We're so confident in the performance of this solution, we're now backing it with the Ingenia Herbicide Weed Control Guarantee. And this year, you can tap into our expanded season-long Grow Smart Rewards program. Get cash back for making the best agronomic game plan with Ingenia Herbicide and BASF's leading portfolio of soybean solutions. Want stronger performance and profits together with peace of mind? Go to IngeniaHerbicide.com to learn more. Grow Smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Bayer's top managers are facing shareholder discontent over the fallout from the German company's acquisition of Monsanto, the maker of Roundup. Chairman Werner Baumann telling the annual general meeting in Bonn on Friday that company leaders very much regret declines in share prices. As of April 11th, 13,400 plaintiffs had claimed that weed killers containing Roundup had given them cancer and other illnesses. Bayer has so far lost the first two Roundup suits in California, a third trial underway there, and four more are scheduled to begin this year in Missouri and in Montana. Increased demand for construction equipment in North America helped push Caterpillar's revenues 5% higher. The company beat forecasts in an earnings report earlier this week. Sales of new construction equipment in North America jumping 13% in the first quarter. The Association of American Railroads saying that U.S. rail traffic fell 2.4% last week. U.S. rail traffic is down 1.8% for the year to date, according to the AAR. Electronic grain trade, penny and a fraction higher in corn, 1 to 2.5 lower in soybeans. This is the American Ag Network.